Chapter 20 From Elvis to Eminem. Every generation has its own unique taste in music and fashion, although some trends make a comeback from time to time. There is no denying that the sounds of modern music are very different from the music of the past, and typically the sounds of today are harshly criticized by music lovers of the songs of yesteryear. There were plenty of critics of rhythm and blues, R&B, music in the 1930s and 1940s. And when R&B evolved into rock and roll, the criticism as well as the music just got louder. The older generation could not understand why kids were so enthralled by all the noise of the drums and electric guitars, or by the singers with weird hairstyles and strange clothes. Then, in 1954, Elvis Presley made his debut and changed the history of modern music. With his good looks and fresh sound, he captured the imagination and hearts of young people around the world. But Elvis did not change history because of his musical genius. Rather, he changed history by showing the music industry how a pop idol could make millions. Although no completely accurate figures are available, Elvis is surely the most successful solo artist in history. Over his career, he had more than 170 major hit singles and more than 80 successful albums. 70 of these albums went platinum, selling more than 1 million copies each. According to Billboard, a US magazine regarded as an authority on the music industry, Elvis remains the most successful solo performer with 9 number one albums. In 2003, 26 years after he passed away, Elvis earned over $40 million, making him the top earning dead celebrity of that year. If one singer could make such a mark on music history, then a group of singers could leave an even stronger mark. And such a group came along in early 1960s, the Beatles. This band of four young men from Liverpool, England, went on to become the most successful musical group in history. Estimates of Beatles' recording sales are assumed to be well over 1 billion copies worldwide. And after the group broke up, each member of the band went on to sell millions more records over their solo careers. Additionally, the popularity of the Beatles did not die out just because the band members went their separate ways. In 2000, a new Beatles album was released with 27 old hits from the group. The album was called One, and it was a smash hit. The first week it was released, it went to number one on Billboard chart, and it stayed there for 9 weeks. Including this album, the Beatles set a new record for the most number one albums by any singer or group, with 19, more than twice the number of number one albums Elvis had. But the evolution of rock and roll and modern music did not end with the Beatles. Other singers and bands have emerged over the years and left their own marks on the music industry. For example, an American band from the 1970s called The Eagles still holds the record for the best-selling album of all time in the United States. Their Greatest Hits compilation album was sold more than 27 million copies to date domestically. In terms of global sales, however, The Eagles' album is exceeded by Michael Jackson's Thriller from the 1980s, which has sold more than 47 million copies worldwide. From Elvis to the Beatles to Michael Jackson, clearly musical taste have changed a lot over the years. In fact, by the late 1990s, the hottest music was neither rock nor pop, but rather rap and hip-hop. With over 19 million copies sold of his first three albums, American rapper Eminem appears to be well on his way to becoming the next superstar of modern music.